Mufasa. O Machloikis, where is the Machloikis? A similar Machloikis that Rabbi Elazar Shimon argues with Rabbanim, Piede Soita, Piede Sira. In a case where there was already two Eidim saying the husband warned his wife, stay away from that man. And now the husband says, listen, you two Eidim know that my wife was Sira, was alone with that man. Come and say this for me. And they deny their Eidim. In this case, it's a Machloikis, whether they're chayiv or not. What's the Machloikis Solian? Mas avodavar gam lamamin to mamadami. Means Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon holds, like we had before, a gurim lamamin. If it just maybe caused him to lose money, that's also considered like money. So here also, if you would have come and said your Eidim Sira, so that's a good cause. Because once we have Eidim Sira, now the Lachrish, she has to drink from the Mehamorim. And it could be that she'll be afraid to drink from the Mehamorim, and she'll admit that she had his list and she'll lose the Ksuba. So it's called your Gurim Lamamin. If you would have said your Eidim, it's very possible that she would have admitted that she had this nus, and then the husband would not have to pay the money. And by you not saying this Eidus, now the husband is going to have to pay the money. So you're a germ the mummin. Umasov with the chum say no, love to mummin dummy. No, it's not, germ the mummin is not called money. Even if you would have said your Eidus, that she was sosa, that there was a stira, that would not make the husband like free him from paying the ksuba. He may still have to pay the ksuba. Because we don't believe them that she's Vada Yosa. The Lachar is she's a Saita. She's suffering right now also to her husband until she drinks from the Mehamorim. But it could be maybe she'll drink from the water and nothing will happen to her and we'll see she's clean and then the husband will still have to pay the Ksuba. So your Eidus now is not a direct tour from the Ksuba.
She has to pay the Ksuba. She has to remain married to him.
It means if he wants to give her a gift. We're talking about now the husband wants to give her a gift. Right. So that's called, so that's the machloikis, that's what Abai is saying. A similar machloikis we have here by money, by Dover, Gamla Mumin, you could have the same type of machloikis by Eidei Saita. Now, Hakil Moidim, everybody agrees, Bishakinegdoi Choshar Allah Shvua, that then they are Chayiv, or Ne Dechod is Chayiv, the Korban Shvua, and Hakil Moidim, Biye Dechod Rababa. There is this one case of an Eidecha, they both agree that also is Chayiv a Korban Shvua. What are these cases? Hakel Moedim B'Shekeneg D'Choshen Ala Shvua. What does that mean? That Reuven has a complaint against Shimon, he owes him $1,000, and one of these two people are Choshed. The one says, the Choshed man, who do we consider a Gazlan from before that we would not believe him to swear? Who is the one that's Choshed on the Shvua? Even if you want to tell me the Choshed Loivam, that the loiver, the one that owes the money, he's the choshed. The yomalei malva, the malva says to the loiver, if you will come to say this for me, asadisli, listen, the malva says to neidechad, I want you to come to say this, you know that Shimon owes me $1,000. Because if you would say this, have a mishtavna bishakilna. Because then the locker is, since the loiver that has to swear is a choshed, so the other one should connect the nishpa. So the malva swears and takes the money. So therefore, your Eidus would help me collect the money. So here, you holding back your Eidus is holding back my $1,000. Samor says, no. For Leimelei, let the Eidechot say, Miyeim de Mishtaba. Who said that you, the malva, would swear? My Eidus is not a clear-cut case that you could collect the money. It only makes a doubt. And you have to swear. Again, who said you would swear? It's only a girl the moment again. It's not for sure. Maybe you'd be afraid to swear yourself. So Moshe says, "Elo, the case is like this: Kegain sheshneiem chashudim. The case is where both this malva and the loiva, both of them were choshed al hashvua. That Desna would not let neither of them swear. So in such a case, we'll have the Gemara later. The Yamama we learned later that says choshu hashvua lemechayiv lo. The case is in such a case where when the malva has a neidechra that the loiva owes him $1,000, and both the loiva cannot swear." And the malva cannot swear, they're both choshed. The lachar of the shvua goes back to its place. It goes back to the loiva. He is the one first that's supposed to swear. And the klal is, u'mitoich, she'ena yocha lishova mishalim. Since he cannot swear, he's a choshed, we do not let him swear. The lachar is he has to pay money. So therefore, in this case, the yedechot is a clear-cut case, he would have been mechayev the loiva to pay the money. So by you holding back your Eidus, it's called the Tfiras money. So that's the Pasha, Shavuot Seder. We'll soon see how we know this. but the parasha of Shavuos Eidus, that you deny, hold back, swear, that you do not know Eidus, it's only when you're holding back money. Here it's called you're holding back money from the Malva. Because with your Eidus, the Malva has a clear-cut case to collect the money. So in this case, everybody agrees, this Eidechot is Chai of the Korban Shavuot. And the last case was, like there's another case, like Komoj, everybody agrees, the Eidechot Rababa. Again, if an Eidechot holds back his Eidus by money, even though before we had it's the Machloikis, whether you hold Dover girl in the moment, Kamama Dami, but there is a case that even the Chomim hold Yechayev a Korban Shavuot. Sometimes an Eidechot would be Yechayev a Korban Shavuot. It's Chai. What's the case? To Yehu Garba, there was a man. To Chotav Nascho Mechavri. He grabbed away a silver piece from his friend, a piece of silver. Reuven went to Shimon and grabbed away a silver piece from Shimon. Now, also the kind of the Rabbani, so the person that owned the silver before came to Din Torah, said, listen, this Reuven grabbed away a piece of silver from me. So the Shimon brought him to Din Torah, they came in front of Rabbani. Have the Yosef Rababa Kamei. Rababa was also sitting there, he was listening to the Din Torah. So what happened? Also, this Reuven, I see Chad Sada, or Shimon, the person that was grabbed away from, the Shimon brought an Eidechot to Bezdin. The Mechtat Chot Feminei, Shimon has an Eidechot that Reuven grabbed away this piece of silver from him. So, okay, the Bezdin said to Reuven, what do you say about this? Omaleh, so Reuven says back, listen, I agree Chot Chatzvi. I agree that I grabbed away the silver piece from Shimon. But for the Dichatzvi, you know why I grabbed it? Because it was mine. Shimon before grabbed it away from me. Shimon stole it from me. And now I'm grabbing it back. So I admit to the Eidechot that I grabbed it, but I still say that it belongs to me because it was mine. So Omer Rav Ami the Dayan said, Heichi ledaina daina lahaidina. How should a Jewish Dayan cast in such a shayla? It's a good question. What should we do over here? L'shalem, should we make Reuven give back the silver piece? Let Katrei Savi. Shimon does not have two Eidim. That he's Chayiv, he only has an Eidechot. Eidechot is not a Chayiv Mammon. Listeray, so let's say Reuven should go free. Let him keep the silver piece. No. Rika Chad Sada, the Mechtav Chotev. Look, Shimon has an Eidechot that he grabbed it from him. So that makes a doubt in Bezdin. So we can't just let him go free. We have to take care of this doubt. So usually the case is, Lishtava is sold, and let Reuven swear that he, we'll soon see what he should swear, but let him swear against the Eidechot. That's usually the case. You have to swear against the Eidechot. So Mar says, no, here he cannot swear that swearing. Kivon diyomer in chatfi. For the dichatfi, since he does not disagree with the Eidechot, so have like a gazlin. The Gerash explains, for this Shavua, he's sitting like a gazlin, he cannot swear this Shavua. The Shavua of an Eidechot always is, you have to swear against the Eidechot. If the Eidechot says, Yochai is money, so the Torah leaves the Leiva to swear, no, I do not owe the money. But the Shavuah has to be Sosa, to go against what the Eidechot said. Here you cannot say that. Here you're agreeing with the Eidechot. So to swear that you did not steal it, you can't swear that you're like a Gazlin. You cannot make the Shavuah. So what should we do in such a case? We're stuck. We can't free him. We can't be Mechayim. And what should we do? So Omer Rabba answered and said like this. Omer Rabbi Abba, he was sitting there, Hevelai Mechoyev Shvua V'en Yocholi Shava, that this Reuven, the one that grabbed it, really he has to pay. There's an Eidechot against him, really he has to swear. And the klal is that for Chola Mechoyev Shvua V'en Yocholi Shava Mishalim, this Mitoich, since he cannot make the Shvua, therefore he has to pay. That's what the Papa says, the Rabba says. So Kisson, such a case, an Eidechot b'chayiv a korban shvua. If this was the case, that Reuven grabbed the nascha from Shimon, and Shimon now goes to an Eidechot and says, listen, you know that Reuven grabbed it from me. Come and say Eidus. So if the Eidechot here would hold back his Eidus, this is the case that, and he swears that he does not know Eidus, and then we find out that he's a liar, so this is the case that he would b'chayiv a korban shvua. That his Eidus now would have for sure been Mechayev money, and since he's holding it back, it's called he's holding back money, so he'll be Chayev a Korban Shvua. This is the case of an Eidechot. Amar Rav Papa, Hakel Moed, everybody agrees, B'eid Misa Nadak Yoshayla. Hakel Moed, B'eid Misa Shuchayiv. In the case of an Eid Misa, soon see them, is when Eid Echad knows that her husband died, and he holds back his Eidus, so he's Chayiv. Shuchayiv. V'yakel Moed, B'eid Misa Shupota. There's also a similar case, in the case of an Eid Misa, everybody holds the Yipota. Yeah. Hakel Moed, B'eid Misa Shupota. Was it B'eid Misa Shupota? No. Hakel Moed, B'eid Misa Shupota. What does it mean? D'yom alo l'dido, v'lo yom alohu l'bezdin. In the case, let's say, she told her outside Bezdin, and Eidecha told to the wife, listen, I know, I saw your husband die. Your husband's dead, I saw that he died. And then when she brings him to Bezdin, he denies it. So in this case, by swearing false now in Bezdin, he's part of a carbon shvua. Why? Because he's not holding back any money. That's not we learned. For Isha Shamra Maze Bible, if an Isha comes to Bezdin and tells Bezdin, I know that my husband died, so Tinose, she's allowed to remarry. So and Ohuadin Maze Bible, she says my husband died, Tisyabin, if there's a brother in law alive, there has to be a Mitzvah Yibum. So what do you mean, what do we see? That she's believed without the Eidechot. Therefore, this Eidechot holding back his Eid, it means nothing. Because anyway, she would be believed to get married, and then she'd be believed to receive the Ksubra also. And that's the Shaila. If the husband dies, she wants to collect the Ksubra now from the Yoshim. So she's allowed to. So this Eidechot holding back his Eid is not stopping her from any money. Because anyway, she could collect. That's what the Yom Alela today, Chus LeBezdin, Meiz Balcho. So therefore, he's not holding back any money because she would be believed anyway. Now, Hakel Moedim B'Eid Misa, but there is a case, Shuchayiv, everybody agrees that this Eidechot holding back his Eidus that is Chayiv, to Lo Yom Alidido, for Lo Yom Alula Bezdin, that he did not say his Eidus at all. Like a lady knows that her husband went away with somebody, so when that somebody comes back, she says, listen, I want you to say this to me if you know my husband's alive or not, if you know he died or not. And the Eidechot says, no, I do not know Eidus. So she says, swear to me. And the Eidechot swears. And then we come out that he swore false. That's called the Kfiras Mammon. He held back from her that she could not collect the Ksubra. With that Eidechot, she would have been able to collect the Ksubra. So Shmamina, from here we see another story that Mashbiye de Karkechayiv, which is a Machlekes later, that here, a Ksubra usually only collect from Karka. So this Eidechot, his Shvua, is denying her to collect Karka. And we'll soon see there's a man Yom that said later, on the Shvua of Karka, you're part of the Shvua Seidus. Shvua says, no, here may be Dilma the Tfisa Metalkli. Here they can maybe she chapta and she grabbed some Metalklim from the husband when he was alive, and she's holding on to that Metalklim. She's holding on to the table. Now, if it's really true that the husband died, she's allowed to keep the table. That's the Shaila. She wants to have an Eidechot now to say that her husband died, and the term we believe this Eidechot, because of the Svari Isha Daika Mintzavah, so when we believe the Eidechot, she'll be able to keep this Metalklin. So therefore, in such a case, this Eidechot holding back his Eidus is called the Kfiras Mammon, therefore, he'll be Chai of a Korban Shuas Eidus. Then the Mishnah says, Kofar Echot V'Hoid Echot. If there were two Eidim here, and the first Eidechot was Kofar, swore he does not know, and then the second one admitted that he knows the Eidus, so the second one is Potter. So Moshe says, what's going on here? Hashtu b'zeach hazeh, t'tavayu kol kafri, or ma'at rishon chayv sheni poto, when both of these Eidechots denied their Eidus, swore that they do not know Eidus. You tell me if it happens b'zeach hazeh, only the first one is chayv, and the second one is poto. Because at the time when he denies his Eidus, there's no more two Eidim, so he's poto, kofar rechot v'hoid rechot mi boi. You have to tell me then when the second one admits that he knows Eidus, that he's potter, or that the first one's chai is cheater. So when it says, well, it's true that the case is like this. The chiddush is, to go and shekar fru shneim, that really what happened first was, both of them denied the Eidus. Both of them swore false that they did not know Eidus. What happened was, v'chazar echad nehem v'hoida v'tayr k'dedibur, that the second one, or here, don't make a difference, second or first, that one of them right away after he swore false comes and admits, no, I'm admitting that I swore false, and you should know really I do know the Eidus. So what's the Chiddush here? Well, Kamash Malon, Tetere Kedibur, Kedibur Dami. that even though first he swore he does not know Eidus. Now, once we accept that, if he later comes and says he knows Eidus, we do not believe him anymore. Because it's called Kifon Shehigid, Shuvein Echez V'magid. Here the Chiddush is, though, that if he comes right away with Tefet Adibur to retract what he said, we believe him. Because Tefet Adibur is called Kedibur Dami. It's a Svara. The first Eidus that you said, that you swore you did not know, is not really finished. That first Eidus is not finished until Kedibur, for another 3 seconds. Therefore, if you retract within those 3 seconds, we believe you. That's the Chiddush. Therefore, the second one is Potter. That's the Chiddush. So Mara says, Bish, we need in Bezer. Oh, turn over. Tell him what it says. Bish, Leimel, Rav Chizdom, the Muki Lola, he Krab Yosef, Lili, the question, how was the first case? It says that they both swear false, they're both chayiv. So if Chizdom said it goes to Krab Yosef, Lili, the whole action was something, that they could both swear the same second. Since though, Reisha tells us the Chiddush is actually something, but we do not know the Chiddush of Tech Rebibu yet. Therefore, the Seif Yitzruch, Lashminim, the Tech Rebibu Kedibu Dami. Therefore, we need the Seifer to teach us this Chiddush, that Tech Rebibu is Kedibu Dami. If you retract within your 2 or 3 seconds, it's okay. But Adam, the Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechonon, Reisha, the question more of the Reisha says, when both of these two Eidechuds, both swear false, they're both Chayiv, the question more is, how could they both swear the same second, one swore first? So why is the second one Chayiv? So Rabbi Yechonon said that Shan the Reisha was, Terkad Edibur, that the Chiddush is the second one swore within Terkad Edibur of the first one. So we hear from the Reish of the Chiddush that within these 2 or 3 seconds it's like one time. If so, Sefer Tekhet Adibur, Tati Lamli, and the Sefer Telem is also teaching me the same Chiddush, so why do I need it twice? Why do I need the Sefer for? We already learned in the Reish that Tekhet Adibur is Ksiri Kedibur Dami. So Rav says, no, Ma the Tamei would have thought to say, Hani Mili Kfira Kfira. When do I say Tekhet Adibur? Is a continuation, it's like one, if they're both doing the same thing. The first day back was swear false, and now the second one is coming to swear false. So he says his shvua within 2 or 3 seconds of the first one, that's the continuation, it's called one. But the same is teaching us the bigger Kiddush, that first he swore false, and now he wants to retract what he did, he wants to admit that he knows Vedas. So maybe Haidor, you can't admit anymore. Once you said no, we will not believe you anymore to say yes. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, that you have a right to retract 100%. Even though first you swore that you do not know Eidus, and within 2 or 3 seconds of that, right away you say, no, Bezdin, I made a mistake. Really, I do know the Eidus, we believe you. That's the Chiddush in the Sefer, that you never to say you know Eidus, and your Eidus would be good Eidus. But you're only an Eidechot. So therefore, you're part of a carbon shul. Then the Mishnah says, have a shteki the Eidim, what will be if the 2 different pairs of Eidim? So Kofra HaRishoyna, the Yachaka Kofra HaShniya, they're both Chayiv. The first pair of Eidim is Chayiv, and the second pair of Eidim is Chayiv. So Mora says, why? Bishlei Mashniya is Chayiv, the Kofra HaRishoyna. I understand when you come down to the second pair of Eidim, they are the only pair of Eidim around. So by them denying, holding back the Eidim, they're causing it that Reuven will not collect the money anymore. That's called the Kfiras money. Ever Rishonable, by the time they went to the first pair of Eidim, Amai, even though they swear false, why are they Chayiv a Korban Shvuah? Why is it considered like they're